This is Dr. Chenette dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for our report on James R. Floyd. This goes to Dr. Lucas on 12/30/24. Mr. Floyd performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the only two bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study data 10/1/24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Robert Gossett to G-O-S-S-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 12/30/24, Mr. Gossett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only two bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7/16/24. There's been no change period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Gene, G-E-N-E, Smith. On 12/30/24, Mr. Smith performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient has a sinus bradycardia period. QRS complexes are normal. T-waves normal period. No paragraph impression. Normal EKG with sinus bradycardia period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Susan Stiller. On 12/30/24, Mrs. Stiller performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T-waves normal period. A paragraph impression, normal EKG. Thank you.